Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Jim Colony is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. And horse, I was just mentioning how I got all my horses mixed up today. I told Jeff Hathorn by accident, because he's the only one of you who's registered as horse in my contact list. And I texted him, horse, that horse would be on at 12:45. And ironically, the most famous horse of all, Joe Kopp, the guy who needed to know that information, was left out of the loop. So there's horses everywhere. How are you?
I feel like I'm in the Kentucky Derby. Joe, I've got a problem. I just tweeted this out. And Ron, Ron, you're fairly close by, but okay, here's what I was just out. I was just out doing an errand, actually donating some golf equipment to our friends at the First Tee and Jeb Lobetta. But anyway, so I get home and there's like a package on the front door. Now that's not unusual, right? This time of year, especially, but it's like a bag and there's like a plastic cup filled with a soft drink. I'm thinking, what's this? So I go over and look at it, and it was a delivery. It was dropped off right at my front door, and it was still warm, relatively warm, but I didn't order it. And so I did tweet this out, that if you live in the southeastern corner of Richland Township and you ordered, I think it's Taco Bell, and didn't get it, well, it's at my house. And I now have it at the end of the driveway, although our good friend Tab Douglas, who lives about probably 10 minutes away, says that he may drive by and pick it up himself. So, Tab, you're welcome to it. But I mean, have you ever had anything like that happen? I mean, you get a wrong delivery, but
would you eat that, Ron?
Food.
Ron, would you eat that? The wrong delivery to your house?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't go pick it up from somebody else's house either. And no, that hasn't happened to me.
I would absolutely eat that horse. If I got a bad delivery, but it was a nice fresh pizza or something that I wanted, I'm eating that all day long.
Yeah. See now. If it was something along those lines, something that I liked, then I would have a little bit of a dilemma, because then I would be tempted. And the funny thing is that I was going to stop in and grab something on my way home, but then I ran into an accident and went around it, and so I didn't go by the place I was thinking of stopping. So I'll end up having like some frozen fish or something here in a minute. But no, it was just a really weird thing. But I guess, what do we say? It's 2020, right? Weird things happen.
Well, Ron, let me jump in here. They had an interesting discussion on the PM show yesterday about sweet potatoes and how we feel about them going into tomorrow's holiday. And a couple of the guys involved with that show said they can't stand sweet potatoes. I think this is one of nature's most incredible inventions of all time. It's a potato, but it's like candy, Ron. They don't call it a sweet potato for nothing, do they? It's unbelievable. A little brown sugar, a little butter. I could eat 10 of those things tomorrow. You a sweet potato guy, Ron?
Not even in the slightest. I'm not.
Wow.
I am not. Give me regular stuffing. Give me mashed potatoes. You know, my mother used to make great sweet potatoes. She loved them. I wouldn't even eat them. I don't like them. I just never did.
Wow.
Never did.
How about you, horse number two? Sweet potatoes?
Well, I like them, yes. And I believe aren't they called candied yams? Isn't that the sweet part of it? I like them, but I would have them if I went out, perhaps. But Linda doesn't make them. She makes mashed potatoes using evaporated milk, the way that my mother did it, and those are the best mashed potatoes. They're outstanding. And so, you know, we just have the regular old Idaho potatoes with the evaporated milk and some butter. And those are great. And I'm perfectly satisfied with that. In fact, that's like my favorite part of the meal. So I can go. I like sweet potatoes, but that's not part of our Thanksgiving arsenal.
Hold on a second here. Eric Ebron has tweeted out, "I'm not going to lie at NFL. This is blank blank." Is there news out here about this game anywhere? Does anybody see that on Twitter?
I have not seen anything yet.
I didn't see the Ebron that was, thing. I mean,
here we go. Diana Rossini, Steelers-Ravens scheduled for Thanksgiving has been moved to Sunday, per source. There it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
There it is.
Alex Highsmith tweets out, shaking my head. Duck Hodges tweets something out. I don't see how these guys can be surprised. Either one of you will go with Ron first when it's the exact same scenario that the Titans game was postponed. And of course, they didn't like that either at the time. And, well, I guess you couldn't blame them. So maybe you can't blame them here, but it's the exact same situation, Ron. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no, you can't. And, I mean, when they kept testing positive, first it was the two running backs, and then there were more players yesterday, and I don't know if more players are today. The league is going to do what the league isn't moving this game lightly. You know, they were waiting. I'm not surprised that they did, but you know it has to kill them to do it because they wanted this primetime game tomorrow night on Thanksgiving night. Now they're not going to get it. So they didn't do this lightly. So I'm not surprised, and I hope they can play on Sunday. I just hope they get the game in.
Jim?
Wow. Well, I guess, given everything that's happening, I guess it doesn't shock me at all. And I know, Joe, I've heard you on the headlines mentioning that it's pretty much the same thing as the same circumstances are similar. Now, I'm trying to think here. I'm looking to see what the Sunday night game is. Bears and Packers. Well, there's a rivalry game for you. You got Chiefs and Buccaneers, a feature game at 4:25.
They're talking. Ian Rappaport says this is going to be played Sunday afternoon, not Sunday night. So I don't know if that means anything.
I guess I was going to take Monday off. I guess that's not happening. but anyway, or Sunday off for that matter. We have to be light on our feet. Isn't that what Mike Tomlin has said all along? You just have to be light on it. But I can understand. Can't you guys understand from the Steelers' standpoint that they've done everything? This is the second time now, right, that they have done everything correctly. And maybe you can say they've been lucky enough that they haven't had a handful of players test positive for the coronavirus. But this is twice now that the Steelers have had their schedule disrupted because of something involving their opponent, and they seem to be paying the price again.
Well, they're paying the price, Joe, here in the fact that I'm sure they looked at the schedule. They saw they were playing Thursday. They knew they were going to get 4 or 5 days off after the game. They probably all made travel plans to leave, and now they're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to. Again, their one little vacation of the season, if you will, has been ruined by this. So I understand why they're upset about it, but again, I think Jim used the phrase light on your feet, and that's what Tomlin will tell him. You know, we knew going in that there were going to be situations like this. But I get why they're not happy, Jim, Joe, because I'm sure they had travel plans, right? And they're not going to be able to do them.
Sure. I mean, it's also a very 2020 thing to think about a group of people being extremely upset that another group of people that was supposed to come into their house, so to speak, with possibly having been exposed to tons of COVID is now not going to come, and they're upset about it. But it makes sense. You know, in some ways it makes sense. They also thought they had a huge advantage in this game. Let's not forget about that. Coming off, a 3-day break since Sunday, really. The Ravens coming off games, hugely physical games. They got pounded in New England. Then they had to play Tennessee, and who'd they play in between those two? Well, this would be the third. This would be the third game, another hugely physical game. Indy was first, right. So this would have been a huge advantage. Would have been a huge advantage for the Steelers. So I get it, but I mean, the other side of it is. We don't know the extent of a COVID outbreak on the Ravens. I mean, I can't be – I shouldn't say I'm not surprised because I thought the game would be played, but I actually commend the league for doing it. And you can bet that if it were the other way around – I'm sure we'll get angry calls now and I'll get angry tweets and everything else. If it were the other way around, you can bet that most Steelers fans wouldn't want the game to be played tomorrow, especially if it was somebody like Ben who was affected. Do you agree with that, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it depends on your point of view. But think about this. Remember, this is like the I guess it's the same way that it happened. But, okay, the good news is, I guess, is the Steelers can, at least those that have family in town, can hang out with their family for Thanksgiving. They don't have to do anything. The other part of it is how about them cramming all their work into like yesterday, and then I guess they go back and have a practice on Friday and then a walkthrough on Saturday. It gets back to be a normal week after they had crammed everything into it. And like you pointed out, Joe, maybe they made travel plans, but my guess is that a lot of them didn't just because of circumstances, just because of 2020 that they're.
Well, no, I don't think they made travel plans. I don't think people would be traveling right now, so I don't think that that would have been the case.
You don't think players made travel plans, Joe? I absolutely believe they made travel plans. Players,
Ron, you have to quarantine. You have to quarantine. You're supposed to quarantine 14 days.
Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to quarantine, but I wonder how many people do. I bet those guys had vacations, some sort of trips planned, maybe going home to see their families, maybe not. Maybe I'm minimizing. You know, what they're advised to do. Maybe I am. I just think they have plans. I think players do that. They're young and they think
they're bulletproof. Yeah, they might. You're right.
They're young and they're bulletproof and they think nothing will happen to them. And then, you know, now this is pulled out from underneath them. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be, but I have to think that's how they look at it.
But if it hadn't been pulled out from underneath them, would that put them in a position to come back and spread something around here, you know, within the team?
Sure, sure.
So maybe it protects them. I don't know. You know, it's like that for all of us. I mean, I'm sure you guys and Ron. I don't know. Are you going to get together with your daughter because things are different? I mean, I know one of our kids isn't coming tomorrow, so it's so different for everybody. And just to think, okay, I've got like. You know, from my standpoint, it's like, I'm going to have a few days off here. And then all of a sudden, whoops, just change your plan, 2020.
Well, Horace, happy Thanksgiving, and we appreciate you coming on. Either way, we got to run here.
Same
thank you.
You,
man.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
So there you
Joe,
go.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.